Going to Egypt. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, totally destroyed Jerusalem. He left a few people to care for the land and made Gedaliah governor of Judah. Rebel soldiers still lived in the hills of Judah. Gedaliah met with them and said, "The king of Babylon wants to have peace with you, so stop fighting. Look at what the people left behind when they went into exile. You can harvest their grapes and olives and summer fruit. Select a town and go live there. I'll represent you with the Babylonians." The soldiers followed this advice and lived in the land. Jews who lived in other countries came back and accepted Gedaliah as their governor. Altogether, they had a great harvest that year. The king of Ammon hired 10 Jews to kill Gedaliah. The people of Judah warned the governor about this plot. They said, "We have it good here. We don't want these traitors to ruin it for the rest of us." But Gedaliah didn't believe them. He thought they were simply trying to get an advantage over their fellow countrymen. Gedaliah invited the 10 traitors to have a meal with him. During the meal, the men drew their swords and killed the governor. After throwing his body down a large well, they headed back to Ammon. The men of Judah chased after them. There was a battle, but most of the traitors got away. The people of Judah knew what Nebuchadnezzar would do once he found out his governor had been killed. They made plans to escape to Egypt. They went to Jeremiah and said, "Ask the Lord what we should do. We promise we will do whatever he says." 10 days later, Jeremiah gave them a message from the Lord. "Don't move to Egypt, but stay in Judah. I'll be with you and protect you from the king of Babylon. If you stay, I'll build you up and establish you here. I know you're afraid, but listen to me. Your fears are waiting for you in Egypt. You won't find war, hunger, and disease in Judah. No, they're waiting for you in Egypt." The people yelled at Jeremiah, "You're lying to us. The Lord didn't tell you that. You want us to stay here so Babylon will kill us." The people left Judah and went to Egypt. They took the prophet and brook with them. Jeremiah finished his book in Egypt, and then he died. Years later, a new king ruled Babylon. He brought King Jehoiachin out of prison and gave him his freedom. He was also given a living allowance and was invited to eat at the table of the king of Babylon. He lived in comfort for the rest of his life.